Yeah, this is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Gus Wall and Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor coming up in a moment is Jonathan Thurston, two-parter with Jonathan Thurston on his way back to North Queensland after calling the game for Channel 9 last night. In the second hour, we've got Paul Roos for two parts as well. Of course, the coach of Jude in his 2005 Premiership winning season. Let's get now for this. Curly. Yeah, chance for me and Jude to ask some questions around the game of rugby league to Wendell. Take it away, Jude.
Del, they're consulting the RLPA first, but should the NRL just name and shame serial wrestlers in the game?
Yeah, no, I don't think they should. I mean, they changed the rules overnight, and it'll take a while for people to change what they've been learning over the last 10, 15 years. So, no, they shouldn't.
Okie dokie. Luke Keary, three premierships across two different clubs. Could he go down as one of the greatest 5-8s of all time, alongside the likes of Fittler, Lockyer and Lewis, thinking of the directory of his team at the moment?
Look, I think he's playing some great football, but I think those sort of guys have done it at international level and at origin level. Keary hasn't had that opportunity yet. I think he's played for Australia, But I think if you can do that at origin level, 100% you can. He's still got time, but not at the moment.
Right, the Warriors play the Broncos tonight at 5:30 this evening. So they've made Corey Oates drop. They've got Tom Dearden still benched. Milf Croft still in the halves. Did Anthony Seibold make the right changes for the Bronx this weekend?
Yeah, I've got to say, you're in trouble when you're dropping wingers. I think Darius Boyd should be in the firing line. Centre, your oldest player sort of there, one of your oldest players. He hasn't been playing that well. But I would have dropped Milford. I would have dropped Milford and put Dearden. I would have given him the start. Because Milford needs to understand he's their highest paid player. He's not playing his best, so you either put him on the bench, give him a bit of a kick up the arse, or you put him out of the 17.
Do you reckon Croft's been slightly sort of left out of the chat with Milford? Like, what has he done?
Yeah, but I think the first couple of games he got him around, so I think Croft's been okay. Milford for a long time has underperformed, and then he's taken the option up on his contract, which puts him the highest paid player at the club. So for me, that's disappointing I think other than JT, he was one of the best players in the 2015 Grand Final. He hasn't gotten better.
No, that's true. What about if Origin was tomorrow, right? And you were a New South Wales selector. Would you recall or ask the Morris boys to come out of rep retirement and play for New South Wales?
Look, I think on form, they can certainly be there. But look, no, I wouldn't, because I think Origin's a different beast. They could still play, but you've got young guys like Kotrick and Jack White in there now. I think they're their best.
Blake Ferguson, Tom Trbojevic might go to the wing.
I think you guys have got it covered, they're playing some good football. And then when you think about it, a guy like Jared Croker misses out because he can't get a start because of Kotrick.
He's never played.
No.
He might miss out completely.
I love how Gussie just asked about Roosters.
You love it too.
Let me give it to one last question. Yep. Brandy during the week said Hunt is signing with the Dragons was the worst signing of all time.
Oh, look, it's disappointing. It's disappointing because I like Brett Hunt as a player, but since that grand final, unfortunately, he hasn't been at his best. And when the Dragons bought him, I don't think that he's the player they needed, but I understand why they went after him.
Yeah. Okay, that's the Burley Curly. All thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. They are open again, and they're with us, supporting us all the way through COVID. We've got tickets to give away to Luna Park on all our callers today on 133353. You are listening to the Dead Set Legends.